You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
Where this is the Space Show, which is presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Now, in addition to presenting this program for Southern FM, we hold free, that's no charge, public meetings once a month. And in 2021 October, our guest was Joshua Ray. Now, he's the business development manager of a company called Dawn Aerospace, and they come from New Zealand. Now, from an airfield next to the snow-capped Southern Alps in New Zealand, Dawn Aerospace has been test-flying an aircraft that they plan to scale up to a reusable space launch vehicle. So here is what Joshua Ray told us back in 2021.
First part of the puzzle of this deliver position return, and the second part of the business that we started working on was a launch system. And our goal is to have same day reusable spaceflight from any airport, from any major city in the world. And so, again, we're trying to take very pragmatic steps in achieving that. And that's one of the reasons why we're down here in New Zealand. So we decided to take a step back from this operational diagram and look to history. And we've decided that the way that works for us is to build something that is entirely circular, almost completely reusable from the outset. And I'll just walk you through this here a little bit so you can get a feel of where the different vehicles play into this. So we want to do rocket powered flight of essentially a plane. So what we're building is an airplane in every sense of the world, every sense of the word. The only difference is that it's got a rocket on the end of it and it goes pretty high. So the first stage here is designed as a space plane. It carries within it an integrated second stage and payload. This will then go up and deploy it round about the 100 kilometer mark. The first stage is then 100% reusable. It will turn back around. And then the second stage will deploy off, get to where it needs to go, deploy the payload, and then the second stage here will come down and deorbit, and the satellite will go off to where it needs to go, ideally with a little Dawn propulsion unit on the back of it. That first stage will then come back down, land at the same point as it took off, and we'll have here essentially a factory of second stages, pre-fueled, ready to go, where we can drop this back into the aircraft, run some basic checks, refuel it, and away it goes. In every sense of the word, we're trying to do things like an aircraft. So it's certified as an aircraft, and at the moment, a Part 102. It's got wings, it's got landing gear. We're doing a real build-up approach here, where we test a little bit, we make sure that works. We move on to the next bit, we test that works, we move on to the next bit after that. So having a reusable launch vehicle at the end is a really great thing. But what's even better is having a reusable vehicle that we can test each little bit multiple times per day without having to throw it away each time. So that's the philosophy here. And the idea is that we're not restricted to any one place, but we have the option to move around different places as we go. So this whole launch system fits in the back of a trailer. In the back of the trailer, we have the ground control. We can essentially turn up to any airport and within 1 hour be flying. We put a generator out, we put the antennas out, we roll it out, we run safety checks and everything, and then we go flying. As we use it, the engine shouldn't fatigue. It's designed to operate up to more than 1,000 flights with a bit of maintenance in between, but it's been designed as well for air-like operations. So the whole thing is high test peroxide and kerosene. The reason we chose these propellants is that they don't boil off. Now, they do have a lower ISP than most people would say, compared to LOX engines or anything like that. But when you think about it, we don't have to, because we're not throwing the whole vehicle away, and because we're doing a glided landing, we don't have to have a whole bunch of propellant on there to do a propulsive landing. And it means that we can take a bit of performance hit there. So the operating life of this is definitely in the hours. It's pretty cool the way that it works. It works in both monoprop and biprop mode, and is highly throttable. So it works just like a jet engine that a pilot can sit there and turn it up and turn it back down sort of as needed. There is another vehicle after this, and it is a two-stage to orbit vehicle. It's about the size of a business jet. This is the smallest we could essentially design this rocket with wings to be able to make it, you know, kiss space and come back down. We've found that 250 kgs with analysis of what we're doing with satellites is really the sweet spot. You know, for small satellites, you'll be hard pressed, except when it's like a very large government or mainly government or military payload that you get above this. But our market is really focused on LEO operations and of the small sat commercial market, which is where we're selling most of the propulsion systems into now. So we think that with this payload, we can service quite a large portion of the market. And with the frequency of flight, of being able to fly the same vehicle multiple times per day, then we can really start to hit into that mass to orbit that really you need to get to if you're going to be a viable long-term operator in this market.
And we're going to hear more from Joshua Ray, the Business Development Manager at Dawn Aerospace, a little later in the show. Well, that was in 2021. Wind a clock again to 2025, and Stephen Powell is the Chief Executive Officer of Dawn Aerospace. They're based in Christchurch, but they're still flying out of an airfield in the middle of the Southern Alps. So Dawn Aerospace has now been test flying its rocket-propelled Aurora aircraft from an aircraft nestled in the Southern Alps, as I said, as a test for building a satellite launch vehicle or upper atmospheric research vehicle. This is what he told a news agency called Stuff.
My name's Stephen Powell, I'm the CEO of Dawn Aerospace. We're a space transportation company. We make things that go from Earth to space.
You're a space transportation company. What a cool thing to be able to say. That's amazing.
It's awesome. It's certainly it's a good reason to get out of bed in the morning, that's for damn sure. We need better ways to get to space. We need ways to make aircraft way more performant so that instead of using rockets, for the first stage of a rocket system, we can actually just use an aircraft. It's way more scalable, way, way better technology to frequently and reliably access space. You know, that was the key unlock that the world needs to make space transportation really commonplace.
Basically combine a rocket and a plane.
Exactly. We want the performance of a rocket because that's the only way to get to space. But I actually want the economic model and the operation model and everything of an aircraft. So that means I have to design it as an aircraft. I have to certify it from an aircraft. I have to use existing infrastructure like airports to fly it, because that means if I design this thing, now I can use it at thousands of airports worldwide. I don't need to build thousands of launch bases, and I can, you know, just use one vehicle thousands of times instead of having a massive factory to produce, you know, thousands of vehicles that only get used once or a few times. But that's the real game changer. Yeah, every time we go out and fly, we fly higher, we fly faster. We're pushing the envelope of what you can do with an aircraft. The one aircraft we have now will be the highest flying, fastest flying, and highest climb rate vehicle aircraft ever to take off from a runway.
And how fast do you want to get these to go? Because I heard you today talking about, and forgive me, you want to go supersonic, or you want to go faster than supersonic?
No, we've already gone supersonic. So the next step is, that's a massive barrier. That's where you change from subsonic, slow flight to supersonic. You know, everything changes. You get these shock waves around the vehicle. It's quite a massive change in the dynamics. The next step is to push the same aircraft out to Mach 3.5, which will be faster than any aircraft that's ever taken off from a runway has flown. And beyond that, next is hypersonic. You know, that gets to Mach 5.
So you want to create the fastest aircraft to take off from a runway ever in the world?
Yep. That's exactly what we're working on right now.
How fast is that compared to a car going 100 kilometres an hour?
Well, supersonic is over 1,000 k's an hour, and then Mach 3.5 is like rifle bullet type speed. Like that's fast. That's faster than a pistol. That's fast, literally faster than a bullet.
And you're going to go even faster and faster than that?
Yep, absolutely. Faster than a bullet.
Wow. Yep. Where does the drive come? Where do the ideas come from? Where does the innovation come from?
I'm an entrepreneur not because I wanted to be an entrepreneur. It's because no one else was going to do the thing that I wanted to happen. That's what drives me.
What motivates you.
So you've got to have a really deep reason to do it.
Yep. And that's your deep reason.
Yep, I believe the world really needs this technology. It'll make the world a better place.
Because how will it make the world a better place?
Oh, just the unlock on how much new science we can do, like how much better we'll understand the Earth's atmosphere by being able to access these regions that you can't get with balloons, you can't get with aircraft, but you can't get them with satellites either. They call it the ignorosphere. You know, that's one region, massive impact for climate change, understanding of weather prediction. Microgravity science, biomedical, being able to produce drugs in microgravity. There's so many reasons to go to space. And if you can do that 100x or 1000x better than what we currently do, there's this huge amount of value we can bring back down to Earth.
I ask a lot of Kiwis this, you know, what is your dream? You know, what is your Kiwi dream?
My dream for myself is that I can just keep doing this and loving it and working on the bit that I think I add real unique value to. You know, that I'm leaning on the longest lever I can to make the world a better place. But just generally to make the world a better place. It's as simple as that.
That was Stephen Powell, the Chief Executive Officer of Dawn Aerospace in Christchurch, talking at that airfield in the Southern Alps with a reporter from that channel Stuff. Now back to the Space Association of Australia and our meeting in 2021 with Joshua Ray, the Business Development Manager at Dawn Aerospace in New Zealand. And he was asked why Dawn is in New Zealand, of all places.
So the parent company is based in New Zealand here. However, most of our clients, you know, there's not too many satellite builders or large satellite builders down here in New Zealand. There's quite a few popping up in Australia, which is good for proximity. And we're talking with quite a few of your local companies over there. But majority of the customers that we have at the moment are based in Europe. So we're doing a lot of systems engineering over there, customer interaction. And the company or the founders actually met over in Delft, which is a real aerospace hub. And then it was a later decision when we found a lot of difficulty trying to find somewhere to fly. It's very easy to build subsystems for satellites in Europe, and there's a wealth of knowledge there, and it's a great place to find some really smart people. But it's very difficult if you want to build a novel aircraft that flies under a completely different rule set to find anywhere to actually do it over there. So the New Zealand Space Agency and the New Zealand Civil Aviation Authority have a very progressive outlook on the way that they do certification. So we moved the business here early on.